When we're young and immature, or older but haven't yet really thought deeply about it, we say that Hashem is everywhere. God is everywhere. Like the profound theological, philosophical song by Uncle Moshe, Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is truly everywhere, up, up, down, down, right, left, all around here, there Hashem is to be found. So in the beginning, we think that Hashem is everywhere. But when we learn deeper and we start meditating deeper, we realize that it's not true to say that Hashem is everywhere, but that everywhere is Him. Everywhere, every place is another way His light is manifesting. He's not found in a place, like you wouldn't say you're found in your hands and feet. Places are all aspects of Him. He is the place, Hamakom, which is why that's one of God's names. Hu Mekomo Shel Olam, He is the place of the world. Places, space, extension, are modes of His manifestation. Which essentially, of course, is the truth of God's unity, that any place you find yourself is really just another way that His light is manifesting. So there could be no place, no geographical, circumstantial, or existential situation, no place that's far from God. That's an oxymoron. Every place, every geographical, existential, and circumstantial place is a ray of God's light that's united with His essence. But now we have to go deeper, much deeper, just as we just learned that space, makom, olam, the world, place, our extensions are ways that His light is manifesting. The same applies with time. He's not found in time. He doesn't exist in time. The whole way that our minds are used to thinking of time, that there's a before, a middle, and an end, a continuum of time, is a way His light is manifesting. Of course, we can never think about what it means to be above time and space, as Immanuel Kant bases much of his transcendental philosophy in the Critique of Pure Reason. Our minds are made, are formed, our physical minds are made, are formed within the continuum of time and space, so we can't perceive what that means. But we could understand that, just as we understand that God isn't everywhere, but that everywhere is His ways of manifesting His light, the same thing applies to time. That there's a difference between this minute and that minute and that minute, and each moment has a different type of being, a different texture. Time is another way His light is manifesting, which the Hasidic books explain is the deeper meaning of why we say in the Kiddush during the day, it's from the Ten Commandments, and also found in Exodus 31, Kisheshes Yomim Asas Shemes HaShemayim Vesa Oretz, which we usually translate as, in 6 days God created heaven and earth. But it doesn't say that, as Hasidus points out. It doesn't say, in 6 days God created heaven and earth. What it says is, Kisheshes Yomim Asa, not Bisheshes. It doesn't say, Ki Bisheshes Yomim Asa, in 6 days He created. It says, Kisheshes Yomim Asa Hashem, God made 6 days, and through them heaven and earth. He made 6 days. He made that there should be. He manifested His light as 6 separate days. Ki sheshes yomim asa Hashem. He contracted His light to become 6 days in all of time. And then, of course, Shabbos is when He doesn't contract His light, but when He reveals all His light as is, that's the time known as Shabbos. But based on this idea, we understand how the month of Cheshvan, which seems to be so dark and dreary, and today is rainy, at least where I am. Yesterday in the mikveh, I met somebody who asked me, a young man, he asked me, so when is the next holiday? He was like distraught, crestfallen. When is the next holiday? Started calculating till Hanukkah is 2 months, then Purim is like 3.5 months after that. But we have to understand that the purpose of creation is not holidays. The purpose for which God created the world is the days of Cheshvan, is what seems to be like simple mundane days. But if we understood that simple mundane days are how God is right now deciding to contract His infinite light to become, then we know there is no real such thing as simple mundane days. Just like Hamakom, he is the place, then every place is thereby godly. He is the time, which of course the name for that is Yudke Vavke's four-letter name, Hoya Hoyvivia Ke'echad. He is past, present, and future as one. His being is manifesting as time. So mundane days of Cheshvan are essentially sacred if we only grab onto them, understand that they too are ways to connect to Hashem and fulfill the purpose of creation, which is to bring Mashiach by revealing God as every space and as every time.